I'm Dan Clefstad. A leader of the Illinois House says new gun legislation will be on the table during the next session. State Representative Greg Harris is the majority leader. The Chicago Democrat says any new measures would focus on limiting the kinds of weapons people can buy and ensuring they don't end up in the wrong hands.
These are things every year we're going to fight for. We're going to close every loophole we find. But it's a long slog because our opponents keep working against us and finding new ways around it.
Governor J.B. Pritzker publicly supports banning high-capacity magazines like those used in recent mass shootings. Harris did not provide a timeline for when gun legislation might be introduced, but says any measure could save dozens of lives. In other news, a one-time top aide to Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan is apologizing for allowing a hostile work environment to flourish at the state capitol. Dave McKinney has more.
A 202-page report released by Madigan details a disturbing culture of bullying and sexual harassment within the speaker's office. The investigation by former federal prosecutor Maggie Hickey heavily focused on Madigan's ex-chief of staff, Tim Mapes. Hickey said Mapes told low-level staffers they were dispensable and routinely threatened their jobs. Some staffers complained to her how under Mapes, they were subjected to demeaning jobs, like vacuuming legislators' homes and helping them sell their houses. In a statement, Mapes wrote, quote, "If my demeanor or approach to my job did not instill trust and a healthy work environment, I apologize." This is Dave McKinney.
Nearly three dozen people are suing the operator of a Northern Illinois medical equipment cleaning plant they claim emits fumes that affected their health. The 32 lawsuits filed against Sterigenics LLC in Cook County seek damages from the company, which operates a plant in Willowbrook. A Sterigenics spokesman said the company has consistently complied with applicable regulations. In February, the Illinois EPA shut down the plant after air quality monitoring recorded spikes of ethylene oxide in surrounding neighborhoods. Attorney General Kwame Raoul and DuPage County State's Attorney Robert Berlin reached an agreement in July with Sterigenics that will allow the plant to reopen after additional emission capture and control equipment is installed. I'm Dan Clefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. The Union County Housing Authority is getting $1 million in federal funding from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. It's an effort to reduce lead-based paint hazards. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says lead-based paint hazards include dust containing lead, chips from deteriorated lead-based paint, and others. They're the most common sources of lead exposure for U.S. children. In May, U.S. Senators Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth reintroduced the Lead Safe Housing for Kids Act that requires HUD to update its lead poisoning prevention measures to reflect modern science and ensure families and children living in federally assisted housing are protected from consequences of lead poisoning. Meanwhile, the Illinois Housing Development Authority is launching a new limited-time grant in an effort to help homebuyers across Illinois afford closing costs. The program provides either $1,500 or $2,500 grants, depending on household income. It all has to be used toward those closing costs. The money can be used on top of other home buying assistance programs. Authority spokesperson Andrew Field says they want to make it easier for people to buy a home and live in Illinois.
Illinois has kind of been stagnant with home sales. They're actually on decline, and so it's really important to get people to stay in the state and to buy in Illinois. And they've got mounting student loan debt if they're younger, or other obstacles, then everything's just getting more expensive. So any little bit helps.
You can visit ihdamortgage.org for more information. We're going to see an increasing chance for showers and thunderstorms today and a high around 91 degrees. I'm Jennifer Fuller.